The president's weekly newsletter, often released on a Monday morning, gives an insight on probably where his mind is at, probably even testing the wind with some major policy changes or proposals. He wrote yesterday that the social grants acted as a stimulus for the country as a whole. It's increased spending in South Africa's poorer areas, including rural areas, also has seen actually an improvement in employment outcomes for the recipients of grants. He further added that the Social Relief of Distress grant, remember that was first introduced in 2020 as a measure to help families during the COVID pandemic, reached 11 million people at its peak. And he says it's lifted millions of people out of food poverty. Research by the University of Cape Town and the University of Johannesburg said that 50% of that SRD purchase went to, in fact, buying groceries by recipients. To give a perspective here, Neil Coleman is a senior policy specialist for the Institute for Economic Justice. Neil, thanks so much for joining us. Is this another test by the president, the test in the wind for when the SRD has run its course for a permanent basic income grant for the most vulnerable of South Africans? Neil?
Good morning, Lester. Indeed, I think the president has been saying for some time now, and when we met him in January last year, civil society, that he supports the idea of moving towards a system of basic income support for people in the country. And you know, this is in line with the commitment in the Constitution to progressively realize social security for all those who need it. But I think, you know, what this research shows that he was referring to in his weekly newsletter yesterday is completely in line with both the international evidence and the research that we have done as the Institute for Economic Justice. And it's precisely as you summarized it, that it staves off food poverty. And it encourages people to into economic activity because it allows them to both, invest in some very basic assets for business purposes, or it enables them to look for work. So, I mean, we need to think about the size of this grant. It's tiny. It's 350 rand. It's not even at the food poverty line. But I think it demonstrates the level of destitution and poverty in our country that such a tiny grant can make a difference to people.
So this research saying that particularly informal traders in the Joburg CBD are doing quite a lot with a meager 350 rand. They're purchasing stock. They're building very, very small, meager, micro businesses out of the 350 rand. But most importantly, families are able to stave off food poverty. Half of this grant actually goes to buying groceries and to support their families.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other research that's been done suggests that the amount spent on food is actually a much higher percentage than that. Research done by Wiseman Machatela for the Department of Social Development suggests that it's even higher than that. So the question, therefore, is moving forward. One is that there needs to be certainty in terms of the extension of the grant. I mean, Treasury has repeatedly opposed the extension of the grant and tried to stop it. And we saw what happened in 2021 when the grant was stopped. But it also, the value is completely arbitrary. 250 Rand has no scientific basis whatsoever. The lowest food poverty line now is the food poverty line of 663 rand. So the grant needs to be extended for long enough time to give certainty, as well as improved in terms of its value. Less. So you remember in 2020, it was 350. It's still 350, which, given inflation, reduces real value to probably about 280. So while we welcome the president's commitment, I think government is doing some things which are actually going against that commitment to progressively improve this. And we were supposed to have follow-up discussions with the president last year which need to be take place urgently, because if a system of basic income is going to be put in place, then you need the policy budget and legislation to ensure that by March 2024, when this grant expires, that the necessary instruments are put in place to ensure we have a proper, well-thought-through system of basic income.
Neil, at his Human Rights Day speech in Dahe in the Northern Cape, the president mentioned South Africa now as 18 million grant recipients. And while policy researchers are largely complementary with South Africa's social safety net, people who work in social development spaces say it is actually a success story of South Africa. The debate and the moral outrage still persists about whether 18 million grant recipients in South Africa is a success story or not. You want to weigh in on that?
Sure. You know, it's very unfortunate that the debate has been framed in this way, and I think government is making a mistake to talk about the number of beneficiaries as a proportion of the population. The reality is that in, you know, social democracies where social security is a right, every citizen is a beneficiary. So it's not like a third of the population is on grant. Everybody has access to those. And it's a basic right that anybody can access if they need it, if they're unemployed, if they're in distress in some form or another. So it's not about, well, we're putting people on grants instead of giving them jobs. Yes, there's a massive unemployment crisis, but this debate which counterposes grants to jobs is a completely false binary, because as the research has shown, when you give people access to basic income, it encourages them into economic activity, it encourages them into jobs. The reality at this point is that that 18 million mainly refers to the child support grant beneficiaries and the old age pensioners. And, you know, those child support grants and old age pensions are not going to the old people and the children. They're going to desperate families who are sharing those grants because they have no form of income. And all those aged 18 to 59 before the SRD grant had no access to any form of income if they were unemployed or poor. So what the system of basic income will do now is to ensure that there's an income floor which every South African can access as they need it, and provide the springboard into economic activity. So it's wrong to see it as a drain on the economy. It's actually an investment. And, you know, what we've seen with the grant is it goes straight into people's pockets. You know, unlike many government programs which are riddled with corruption, these go straight to the people who need it most. And they spend it wisely. All the research shows that they're very careful about what they spend it on. So the narrative needs to change. The international research that we've done clearly shows it's not just in South Africa, but internationally, where basic income supports economic activity. It doesn't detract from it.
It would be the same as that everyone in South Africa has the access to the road accident fund. If you were in an accident and you'd be debilitated and you're unable to work, we all contribute to that fund via the road accident fund levy when we put petrol. And whenever we are economically active, and whether you are transferring property and the tax from that, whether you pay as you earn, or whether you're buying a packet of crisps, which comes with its own value-added tax, we all contribute. Yeah. And therefore...
That's a brilliant example, you know, and I think that's precisely how the debate needs to be repositioned in the country. You know, there's certain basic rights that you have as a citizen, as a taxpayer, as a resident of a country, and therefore, you know, we need to get away from this notion that this is somehow charity to the sort of very poor. Precisely this idea of only targeting it to a limited grouping of people then makes people think that there's this grouping of people who are dependent on us and on the state, whereas it should be all of us together recognize that these are rights that we have as part of the, you know, citizens of the country, taxpayers, et cetera, et cetera. And as you say, everybody contributes, whether it's through VAT, or through other forms, you know, of support. One of the interesting things that has happened also, Lester, is that caregivers, you know, women who, as we've seen in COVID, who keep our society going, you know, through giving care of various forms, you know, running households, et cetera, are not remunerated for their work. And what the grants do, what the income transfer does, is it enables them to do that work, but also to be in some way recognized for the work that they are doing. So it recognizes everybody's contribution. So you should see it as a sort of citizen's dividend. This is what Yanis Varoufakis in Europe has called it. And there's a big move internationally in this direction. So South Africa can be a real pioneer in this regard.
Neil Coleman, Senior Policy Specialist for the Institute for Economic Justice, really appreciate your time.